No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.
Hi, my name is James Richards, and I'm helping you to be all you can be by all that God is.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took the time out. And I want to share something with you. And it's concerning this season that we're in. It's that space of the year that we call Christmas. And as I thought about the season, I thought, some guy born 2,000 years ago in the Middle East, who chopped wood for a living, is really no reason to celebrate. Unless, of course, he is not just a carpenter or some guy in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. If he is what Isaiah, a prophet of the Israelites, said hundreds of years before his birth, and he said that he is Emmanuel, which means God with us, then that is reason to celebrate. In fact, that's the most important birth ever. Nobody's birth, I don't care who they are, I don't care where they come from, nobody else's birth is as important as that one. None. They don't even come close. And what frustrates me about this time of year is how much debate there is about whether we should celebrate it, whether we shouldn't celebrate it. And I suppose that relates to Christmas, because there's a lot of layers on it which has got nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with the Bible, nothing to do with God with us. And you can look this stuff up for yourself. I'm not going to waste time on this video getting into why we shouldn't celebrate. I can tell you some of the things to look at. I know there's layers on top of this, and some of the layers are, you know, go and look up Yuletide festivities. Go and look on the internet about it, where we get our pagan influence in some of the stuff we do at Christmas. Like the kissing under the mistletoe. Or go and look up Saturnalia, a Roman festival, which was celebrated more around, I think, earlier in December, then it was moved to the 25th, and the 25th is the date that the powers that be in Christianity took and assumed as the date to celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, I think that was probably, that was a mistake. I say that because it went on top of something else that was already going on, which was to a different God. In saying that, there were some elements about it which they probably saw as Christians that they were willing to take on, like the goodwill that was there with the Romans. They gave gifts to each other in this festival. They ate, drank, and were very jovial and in many ways loving too, so I could see why they would probably be okay with taking the festival. But you know, it's all in this whole Constantine thing. It was the best thing that happened to the faith of Christianity, and the worst thing. Now that's a different video. But when you take a faith and make it one of the state, things are going to change. Or we could get into the different variations of the Santa that we have now, Father Christmas. His appearance and how he's talked about has changed over the years. He began with Saint Nicholas. Again, a believer in the early church. You can go and look him up, from North Africa he was. Right up into the legends that were placed on top of what he did. And today we have this, you know, big bellied, red suit, white fur around, ho 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 guy, who really is a product of Coca-Cola and their huge marketing machine. So I don't want to waste time on this video getting into all that and then saying this is why we shouldn't celebrate it. Because to be honest, how can we afford not to celebrate the birth of the one who in essence is our creator? I know that some of you can't get your head around that, and that's fine. I didn't say it for you to get your head around it, but that's the claim. Born supernaturally, lived without sin. It really is one to get to blow your mind. So it's a great thing to remember. We forget it at our peril. To consume it with all the other stuff that we do that at our peril. Because if God really is this man who was born, Jesus, then we will go before him. We will have to answer to him. And when he asks the question, who do you say I am? You have to answer the question. What will your answer be? I don't know. Maybe you've got one, maybe it's great, but I would just say, this is who you are. This is who I believe you to be, because that's what you said. Now, what I said, what I think, I'll go with what you said. And if you're wrong or if you lied, then fine. Then whoever God is and wherever he is, you're probably more in trouble with him than I am. So, cool. His birth is important. And that's what this space, this time of the year, should really be reminding us about. And obviously it's not about this time of the year. It's a life thing. That knowledge should change you completely. I had a conversation with a friend the other day about this whole life and death thing. So I think it affects how we even speak about the gospel. The message. The good news that you'd think at Christmas, if any time of the year, we'd be sharing fully and effectively. So I asked my friend this question. He's a believer like me. I said to him, which is more important, the death or the birth? The death of Christ or the birth of Christ? And he said to me, the death. I think majority of people would give the same answer. Majority of friends I have, majority of people who believe in him, follow him in church. Because a lot of the teaching is bent towards remembering the death. Even look how the gospel shared, you may have heard this. Jesus died for your sins. Yes, he did. But my answer to the same question, which is most important, would be it's his birth. Because if it wasn't for his birth, there wouldn't be a death. And let's take that further. If it wasn't for his death, there wouldn't be a burial. If it wasn't for the burial, there wouldn't be a resurrection. And if there wasn't a resurrection, then there wouldn't be an ascension. But all of it started at the birth. And think about it. The birth is the entrance, the birth of I don't even know what to call him. I can call him creator, I can call him, I don't know what to call him, but it's amazing to think that God had such a crazy plan. I'm gonna come myself and set the people aside for me. That's big. But what I want you to get is this. We need to bring some balance back. Yes, the death is important, but the death was a means to an end. And the end was so we could access and live the life that he lived. Not just as a result of his resurrection. Not just as a result of that. But in the way that he lived his life before he died. That was amazing. And we need to remember that. The good news is not just that he died. The good news is that he was resurrected, because if he stayed dead, nothing changed. It was defeat. It was over. Those who followed him when he was dead, for the time he was dead, went back to their jobs. They thought it was all over, and I suppose it was, because they weren't expecting him to come back. Because what they needed ultimately is for him not to stay dead, but to be alive. And the door to being alive is being born. The birth is vital, so we forget it at our own peril. I ain't gonna do that. So yes, I'm gonna find excuse to celebrate him. I don't need a 25th. I don't need a Christmas tree. I don't need Yuletide stuff. I don't need the commercialism, because that really gets my goat. The pressure that's put on society to it's just an exercise in greed and extreme consumerism. Extreme. Incredible levels of coercion, marketing. To get you to spend money you ain't got. If you spent it on a credit card, it's not yours, you ain't got it. If you took a loan out, you ain't got it. Anywho, I think, yes, we have to remember his birth. We got to celebrate it. And you may not be a believer like me, so none of this even matters to you. I'd urge you to do your homework. I'd urge you to look into who he is. And don't be so easily thrown by the fact that, yeah, there's all this other stuff that is wrapped up at this time of the year. This is why I say it's a bit unfortunate that the date we have taken from another festival. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change the truth that 2,000 years ago, a man was born, a Jew in the Middle East, who will be talked about for the next 2,000 years. And we're still talking about him, and I don't see it dying down anytime soon. The same guy who all the claims he made have come to pass, and another one he made is that he's coming again. So I don't think it's going to quiet down anytime soon. So I'm going to enjoy my time. I'm going to enjoy the space, the family, the friends. That's what I do like about it at Christmas time. Although it's not like it used to be. A lot of places are still open, a lot of things are still on. The world is changing. I know why I'm celebrating. I know why I will continue. I don't know about you. Maybe this will help you to make your mind up. So, that's that. Enjoy your space. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your materials. Enjoy all the things that you've got. But also remember, essentially, the core of it is about the birth. That could potentially be for you the most important birth to be aware of ever. For me, it is, and that's what I'll be telling. That's my gospel. God is with us. That's the gospel. And he laid down his life so that you could know it and experience it. There's no better gift than that. That cannot be topped. And that's what my wish is for you. If you already know that, tell someone else. So, enjoy your space. My name is James, at The Way, helping you to be all you can be, while all that God is. Thanks again for watching, and I'll catch you on another video.
No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.